Subdue the Azamari, engage in perfect wholesome action. Subdue one's mind. Do not commit any unwholesome action. Why Buddha saying this is we do not like suffering. We like happiness. So happiness, you know, no matter how much science, you know, scientific knowledge, highest, most profound, how much you know, how much university education you have. But the happiness what you're looking for, the temporary happiness, not ultimate happiness. Common people, what they're looking for is temporary happiness. Samsara happiness, temporary happiness, which is nature of suffering. Which is nature of suffering. So, no matter how, you know, scientifically, you know, Western science, not science Buddhism, There's, I think, his own desire, his own say to the Buddhism, say, you know, they say, like talking about the emptiness, ultimate reality, ultimate reality of phenomena. I think the logics, you know, to prove how they do not exist from its own side. There's a scientific, there's a, the logic says, I think it's a scientific. So divide science and religion and I think three things. Marwe, do you understand? His one is that three? Huh? So I think it's science and religion. So the, for example, you know, the impermanent of, for example, life. life, human life. The object of our senses, you know, this impermanent, causative phenomena, impermanent nature. You know, proving the how they're impermanent. You know, that they're under the control of cause and conditions. And they change. And not that change even, they don't change day by day. They don't change day by day. You know, week by week, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. And second, that's due to second changes, second by second. So even within second. So Katamba, the Geshe-lam Rinpa in Tibet, such a dangerous time in Tibet, so this will give teachings to people, very brave, say. so this meditator, Geshe-lam Rinpa in Tibet, Devon mostly said that even within second, slightest, the subtlest impermanence. However, so those things very logical. It's not, you know, by reason it proves, you know. This is to see. So like that. That's all there, many things like that, you know, with all the logical reasons, and then you see, improved. So then the ultimate, you know, the ultimate reality, empty, tongbani, shunyata, emptiness only. I don't know what, I don't know Sanskrit, so. Emptiness in Sanskrit is shunyata, but exactly the interpretation is tongba ni. So I don't know what that's the same meaning in Sanskrit, I'm not sure. Tongba is empty, ni kata, ordinary emptiness. So what in Sanskrit means that, like that, I don't know. But in the ancient time, the great pandits, translators, great holy beings, extremely knowledgeable, the former great translators, great holy beings, you know, what they translated, this Tibetan language from Sanskrit, Buddhism which came from India, from Buddha, not made by Tibetan Lama. Lamism, that's wrong. So, Lamism in the early times, books written early times, Lamism, so not like that. So the early times, translators, those great holy beings, extremely knowledgeable. The Buddhism and also other subjects, extremely knowledgeable. So they translated from Sanskrit. that is Tonga Ni. So, very clear. So, in English, I don't know sure what it is. In Venice, for example, somebody who never heard, who never started teaching sentences, what person would know by hearing what emptiness? The person would understand Tongwa Ni or not? Would understand Tongwa Ni. But Tibetans, Tongwa Ni is very specific. By putting the word Ni, nothing else you can only that. Emptiness of the emptiness of the for example, you know, when you give name to somebody, you go to a child. And you give name Lotus. you give name Lotus, White Lotus, the name of the child. White Lotus. Okay. When you give name White Lotus, the child. So, see, what was so merely labeled by your mind, you know, when you give them to your child or someone's child, whatever, merely labeled by the mind, the word lotus. So when you give the name at the beginning, very, very beginning, the child is what lotus. That time, you are understanding. Is there meaning labeled by the mind? What lotus mean labeled by the mind? Existing from its own sight? How do you see? Right after you right the minute you labeled existing from its sight, real one, or merely input by your mind? How do you see the child at that time? What? What? You're not doing joke. What do you think happening? What? You know, just now, what was eating? What was? You see, image will appear existing a real point of sight. Immediately, at the same time you label, or after. It cannot be at the same time because that result, without labeling, you wouldn't have truly existent, real orders, real white orders. That appearance doesn't happen because that happens after labeling. So at the same time, impossible. So something to think about. Isn't there 1 or 2 second? Isn't there one right after the label? Isn't there 1 or 2 or 3 seconds? It doesn't appear real. What do you think? That doesn't appear real. You just mean labeled, but after 1 or 2 seconds. Immediately after that, 1 or 2 seconds. It don't appear real. No? There's no? You didn't have experience? Sometimes they are labeled, but it doesn't appear real. You know now or that time? Long time ago, when you label or now. something to think about there. So what I'm saying is that, you know, as a second goes, minute goes, after you label the white rose as the child, and then a second goes, minute goes, minute goes hour, but then you see, oh, this white rose is real one, you know? Real one, existing from its side, existing by nature, rangonatua, rangsingatua, truly existent. As a minute goes, especially 1 hour goes over. So, you see, existing from its own side, real one. A real one, you see. But right at the beginning, after the first second, after you labeled white rose, after you labeled first second, after that first thing, do you see real? Do you see real white rose? Real means existing from outside. Existing from inside means not only merely labeled, nothing to the mind, not labeled by mind at all, not coming from mind at all. The name them not coming from mind at all. Existing from inside. Real one exists from inside. So, do you get that projection, that appearance right away after your middle level, after your middle level, after that, you get real appearance. And real was the what Lord is, you know. Do you feel real what Lord is? Do you see real what Lord is or not? What? Right after your mind, middle level, right after you see, exist. Nothing, you know, nothing to do with the mind. And never came from mind. Not only middle level by mind, but never leveled by mind. You know, exist from inside. So do you see that right after the second? Have to check. in the Jajja Pavanga, the Jinyangbo, who author of the Liberation Palm in your hand, there's note. It says there's note, and I think my view, I think may be correct. My view that this is as sometimes this. Not seeing the true existence. Not having that. They mentioned there. This is not talking about that. This is not talking about the who realized emptiness or sunyata or Arya beings or Buddhas, not doing that. It's the ordinary being. Nothing exists from size. Sometimes, I think that when you give name, then images, real of that, what you give name, it takes it from that. Image of that, not having that, that as an appearance. The notes it mentioned that. So I My view, I agree. Mm. So, I did consult Gyabje Chöthi Rinpoche about that note. Rinpoche did not particular, Rinpoche did not say, did not comment particularly. But as a minute, as seconds, minutes, time goes, real white world, when you see the child, real one means real one, that's in ordinary, you see, in people's ordinary, than normal language. Real, what means real means existing from inside, truly existing from inside, existing by nature, not that means not only middle level by the mind, even not middle level by mind, never come from my mind. In the appearance, when you check your appearance, never come from mind, real. It came from a society, never came from the mind. Even though right away, even though you labeled it, even though you mean labeled it right, just people, but not aware, forgot, not aware. Percy, maybe also not realize emptiness, possible, but it's not aware, forgot. Not aware, do not analyze, merely labeled by mind. It is, but forgot, complete. You believe your appearance. You total hallucination. It exists from inside. This one. Real one. In your view, when you check your view, how it is this real one. Existing from inside. In Tibetan, Ranguna Dhruva, Rangashini Dhruva, Mu Dhamma Dhruva. Never came from your mind. Nothing to the mind. Never came from the mind. So, it's more and more gross hallucination. More and more gross hallucination. So they say, So the in your view, you check, you know, check the view of the child or the white lotus or the anything. What did I say? Oh, yeah. So, in our hallucination, there's a Dr. Rangwanjin, this, you know, this, is it? Go this way. So, according to Matamika, Pasankika, Umatanjua. So, you see, mislabeled by the mind, you know, by your mind. And they got white lotus to the child. It's 100% true. It's right, 100% true. Mislabeled by the mind. It came from the mind. Mislabeled by the mind. It's right. Nothing exists. Nothing exists from the outside. Mislabeled by the mind. Right. Nothing exists from the side. It is totally empty. The white lotus, you know, they're totally empty from its own side. Completely empty from its side. From the beginning. From the beginning. From the beginning, forever. Completely empty from its own side. So by thinking from very beginning, evolution, then completely empty from its own side. Never exist from its own side. Never happened from its own side. It never came from its own side. Totally empty. So, you see, so it's a mathematic middle review how things exist. The first time a child, white roses, or Peter, or Sam, what you call Peter, or some. girl's name. Mind immediately images. The parents who label, friends who label, even Dharma name. You know, my name is the Swabha, today Swabha. Labeled by me, labeled by the abbot who granted the Gisul Bhava, 36 Bhava, Gisul Bhava, the abbot of the Tromongeshwar monastery in Tibet. the Gelong Bhavas were done by Jabje Lingyur Rinpoche, past life. Nisun Dalama's guru, elder guru, his Lingyur Rinpoche, the Buddhist guy. But the Gisul Bhava was given by the abbot of the Tromongeshwar monastery in Tibet, Dongpa Gompa, from Sera Che. The abbot's name is Tuten Jimbo, something like that. That is very good. Mango practitioner. So he has me labeled Sabha to then Sabha. You know, the valid base, my aggregates is the valid base. So it can receive that then. Valid base. So then he immediately labeled the name. So that. So so the name. So then then now this is, so So the way of existing what was the sabha was that devoid of middle way, devoid of the two extremes, nihilism, nothing exists. It doesn't exist. Sudan Sabha doesn't exist. You know, waters not doesn't exist. Devoid of that nihilism. And devoid of the eternal, other extreme, the eternalism. Exists some extra, exists from its own side. The reality is middle level, exists in main name. Exists in the main name. Mere level of mind, but you see, extra exists from its own side. It never begins with that, and does not continue with that. Doesn't exist from beginning now and end, and at all in the reality. But of course, then we get hallucination, projection, wrong projection. It exists from inside, real. It happens because ignorance or root of samsara, the ignorance. Ignorance that may not be called samsara, but just a name, you know, the students of the white lotus, or the extra, you know, the extra. Not merely level of my existing my name, cannot satisfy with that, unable to satisfy with that. And so, something extra exists from it. You know? So that exists by nature, or the real. That what we, as what I was going to mention before, we ordinary beings, normal talk, real, that is the word, gakcha, object should be refuted in the mathematical subject. What is called gakcha, mathematical subject, or the Hantong and the subject in the Lamrim Chemo, the great teachings of the great path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, Hantong Chemo, the great insight. So, subject that, reputation, gotcha. So, when we talk real, it's gotcha. Have to understand the strong gaksha, the object to be reputed. So the reality devoid of the that extreme, eternalism existing from that, existing from its own side, all that, devoid of that. So the existing out there exists me and them. This middle way existing. Middle way view. That's going to Pasangika school. Madhyamika Pasangika school. There is Babashika school. Sudandra School, Chidame Vatodeva, Santamba Mandrona School, what is Sanskrit? I don't remember. Mandrona School, and then Mathematic School. The Mathematic School has a Rangjuba, and Tajuba, Rangjuba, Sawatanga School, then Pasuka School, Tanjuba. Sorry. The, how it exists to the Sabha, what is, what Lord is, what is, in anything, anything, you know, samsara, nirvana, I mean the, yeah, samsara or nirvana, the, oh, the, any, you see, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, just all the phenomena, you see. When you really check how it exists, it's like this. Unbelievable, most unbelievable subtle. What is this? What is the I? What is the I? Not what we believe, what appear to us, to me, in the world, unless somebody is Buddha, unless some of you are Buddha, that's different. Then you have no hallucination. You have purified dualist mind, there is no hallucination. You have no hallucination. You have no truly excellent view. You have no view of the real, the existence from inside, existence by nature, you don't have that view. At all, which is hallucination, at all, does that. Because what produces that, projects that, produces that, is by ignorance. And by, you see, ignorance leaving imprint in the mind. So the eight Bhumi Bodhisattvas, Nandi, ten Bhumis, you know, ten Bhumi, Mayana part, five part, ten Bhumis. So even who achieved eight Bhumi, Nandi Bhumi, ten Bhumi, they have direct perception or Tongvani or Shunyata. However, what I just now described, you know, eye, action, object, all the phenomena do not exist from the inside at all. They have direct perception of emptiness only. So because of that, still there are sentient beings, except ego for cementation. Otherwise, they have this hallucination, dual view, the truly existent view. Real, you know, exists from inside. Rather, they have this hallucination because the projection, because they have this projection, projected by the imprint, which is not mind. Imprint left by the past, the delusion, pardon. But delusion they have removed before the ceased. Eight Bhumi, ten Bhumi, nine Bhumi, ten Bhumi, but the Sabha doesn't have. So it's removed. Impure Bhumi is up to a seven. Then as nonsense, pure Bhumi, so doesn't have the the disturbing thought of obscuration, doesn't have. But there's the imprint left, negative, subtle negative imprint. So that projects the hallucination. except in the Yukupo's meditation, on the material emptiness, Yukupo's meditation, that time they don't have doubts. They don't have doubts. Arya beings, when they are doing meditation, Yukupo's meditation, that time they see direct precision. Oh, it was meditation, emptiness, that time they don't have the hallucination. Oh, the dualistic view, the truly existent, truly existent appearance they don't have. so when they're still imprinted, purified completely, ceased completely, then you see when they become enlightened, they don't have the hallucination. You know, you drop that. We drop that hallucination. What we drop that hallucination? What we have now? What we have now? Doesn't have, or Buddha doesn't have that. Oh, Buddha doesn't that. You know. See. Yeah. Everything. Everything appears. So as Dhamma has said. Yeah. So Google to. So reality like this. When the way it exists, in the white roads or the ten sopa or where it exists, whole phenomena, unbelievable subtle, exists meaning, meaning to my mind. So nothing, slightest every atom, nothing on the side, totally. That's reality. That's Matamika, the person gave you, person gave you, Matajua. So, so Lama Tsongkhapa in the team. In the three principal path, three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment, the Lamsun Namsun, and the teaching. You know, the Buddha gave the, you know, the probably majority, not all the teachings, but a major teaching, 84,000 teachings, and that divided in the Hinayana teaching, the Mahayana Sutra and the Mahayana Tantra, Mahayana Tantra, Sigismandra Bhajana, Mahayana. The three levels of teachings. So, all the three levels of teachings comes embodied into Lamrim, gradual part of the lower capability, middle capability, higher capability. Into Lamrim, embodied into Lamrim. Now the Lamrim is embodied into Lamsun Namsun, three principal aspects of path to enlightenment. So the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching there mentioned. Kangshik konde chenam tamjeji. Junde namyang luwa me tongshin. Kangshik konde chenam tamje. Tikonde kasa. Tikonde. Before that, tikonde kasa. Tendil kaza imbasaz comes on tendil. Mm. So, So the here, Nejun Changju Samla Kum Nelu Tabe Shara Medena, Nejun Changju Samla Kum Chaitan, Sivya Tawa, Jabba Meneve. If you don't have wisdom, realize the emptiness, ultimate reality. If you don't have that wisdom, even your mind is trained into renunciation. Imagine. Anyway, renunciation and bodhicitta, even you have trained your mind in that. But sivitava, the root of samsara, cannot cut. Sivitava, root of samsara, the ignorance, cannot be cut, one can't cut the root of samsara, the ignorance. Therefore, then tell Dogbe, Tablebe, then attempt, therefore attempt the method to realize the dependent rising. So that what I was mentioned before, devoid of the true extreme, nihilism, eternalism, the existing mere name, mere labeled by the mind. Oh, that this dental, meaning of dental is that subtle dependent rising, one has to be want to realize the meaning that the dental is emptiness, domani. So that Debji Dhamma Lucha Rinpoche explained, and also Ate Lam Rinpa, the great mentor in Daegung Monastery, Tibet. He passed away now. So this dental is not gross dental, but Debji Chudu Rinpoche and they said gross dental. So that So the dentist dependent rising, which was discovered before, or that existing meaning, mere labeled by mind, the sort of very subtle dependent rising, all of them. So kanshi kode chunam tamje ji, anybody all the phenomena, samsara and samsara and beyond samsara. That includes all, not only liberation but even full enlightenment. So all the phenomena of both samsara and beyond from that. Junde namyang ruwa me sing. So cause and result, are unbearable. Seeing cause and result is always namyang ruwa me. Always no as a ruwa me. Not deceiving. Cause and result. Oh. If there's a cause and a result, doesn't have to happen. So, there's no cheating, there's no deceiving. You see, there's no deceiving. Cause and result, always there's no deceiving. You see. Because my thinking of that may have two meanings. So the from virtue happiness, result happiness, from non-virtue suffering, so result unbad trouble. That's definitely happen like that, unbad trouble. You know, you create non-virtue, result happen. Happiness, non-virtue, then suffering. But also, I think, but it might have also that meaning. First, you see the eye. You know, from beginningless rebirth, where the eyes perceived to us, and where we believe, where the eyes appear to us, the truly existent, and existing from inside, existing by nature, the real eye appeared, like that. Real eye. So the real eye, you say. Real eye. Normally, not in the head, not in the legs, not in the toes. Real eye, not in the head, not in the brain, not in the nose, not in your nose. You know, nose, the real eye in the nose? No. Then they fall down when you sleep. When you clean the nose, might come up with the snout. Not in ears. Not in the fingers. Real eye. Not in the toes. Not in the legs. Not in the stomach. Where there's caca. You're not living the caca. So, not in throat. Yeah, really realize not living in throat. So, not in throat. So, not in the heart, beating here, yeah, heart. This side, not that one, not inside, you can't find. So the heart, what else there? What else around here? Huh? What? Huh? Heart, huh? Lungs. Lungs you can find in the real eye, in the lungs you can find. So they can't find any details in a detailed place, you know. Check, realize not where, not anywhere. Not anywhere here. So here normally we think it's here. Or, you know, we point here, or I'm sad, or I'm happy, or you know, or happy or sad. Some point here, or somebody's accusing, oh, are you telling me? You know me? You know, normally you always point that. But in Japan, I heard they point to the brain or Japan. Oh, you know, that's sometimes you point the nose, no? Yeah. So, is it like that? You see, you know, when you don't examine, you're not aware. It's like that. That's the following the ignorance, following the wrong concept, ignorance, holding I, action, object, everything truly exists. You know, truly exists. And so, falling to that, then you see, particularly, some of that test, you realize there. But when you look for, check the heart, liver, lungs, everywhere, you check, no. Realize nowhere. So when you realize, the emptiness, so the it's not that I've realized emptiness. No, not at all. It's no way. You have to collect unbelievable merits, you know, purification. But how the great mentor Lamas explained, you know. So the so I mean that example, that could not find realize what we normally, what appears to us, what we don't believe for that, you know, for that, you know, as I said in the past, for that, for this realize to be happy, you do all kinds of things, make biggest, make whatever power, make wars, and then kill millions of people. It happened already many times in this world. But one person who has power, so get eye, happiness for this eye, this real eye, happiness. They make war, kill so many millions of people in the world. That's a big way. And a small way, killing the, you know, the enemy, to get happiness for this eye, to kill the, you know, who bothers his eye, realize. But if you look where is it, you know, you go in the X-rays or hospital, cut, you know, body cut, and look, kind of find. Nowhere. But you see, believing this there, then for the great happiness, then you kill many millions of people in the world. Even killing one, the enemy, you know, kill. Oh, you see, killing, stealing, settlement, not telling lie, all the alcohol. then to get happiness for this real life, we should not die. You know, which is not there, you know, can't find at all. From the head down, from the hair down the toes, cannot find. At all. So, but normally in dead life, because hallucinations is there, you see, some of there, you see, just in the, and then 100%, no question, and then believe 100%. You do everything for that, to get happiness. That to get happiness, even in negative karma, anything, their life, cheat, you know, whole life you spend like that, you know, to get happiness for this, cheat others, what's their life, what's whole life, then you say, you know, even business, you know, even many business, even many business, you know, depend cheating at this, you know, then, you know, that. So the, I say, and then you see, to get happiness with this eye, to not be problem. This is real eye. Oh, of course, then somebody criticizes you, then blames you, then you put court case, you put in the prison, you know, court cases. You spend so much money and put in prison, court case and put in prison, or anything what you can do for the enemy, for the person who you don't like or who harm you, all like that. Can you imagine the whole life, how we use our life is like that. To get happiness for the real life, which you can't find there. You know? It's amazing. It's whole life we used to achieve happiness for this real life, but this real life is not there. While it's not there. While it's world, you can't find a way like that. The life is like that. Hallucination. Total hallucination. It's very interesting to check the life. To really check the life. That's what studying Dharma, learning Dharma is very important. Really, it's like not an eye for you. You know? Not an eye. Really to understand. Really to understand life, understand that what is the I or the to really understand the the true suffering, true cause of suffering, the cessation of true path, then total happiness, full enlightenment. Whole path to whole path to make that, to reduce all the obscurations. It's another eye to see all this vast, like oceans, like sky. To understand. So really. Otherwise, if you don't learn Dharma, if you don't understand Dharma, all that life, you constantly, day and night, cheat oneself. Day and night, constantly cheat with the wrong concept. Wrong concept. Hallucination. Cheat yourself constantly. That. So like this. Was amazing. What? Total hallucination. Following the hallucination. Mind completely, like that. The whole life, from birth, death, like that. Can you imagine? Total hallucination, and whole hallucinated mind. So, so what I'm saying is that, after seeing, with the continual with the guru devotion, the written Buddha from your side, those who have Dharma connection from your side. Looking at the Buddha and to see in that way. With that devotion, then you see continual intense purification and collect merits. So like that, when you do like that, then the also imprinted from past lives or this earlier lives, past lives, imprinted or heard the teachings on emptiness or read teachings on emptiness. So the many read Diamond Vajrakata Sutra. Vajrakata Sutra. Many read it. So that's very, very good. Even though you don't understand at all, but reading many times. Reading with the awareness. So it leaves a positive imprint so much on the mind. Unbelievable. So some imprint, you have. So do that, suddenly, when the mind is ready, strong devotion, good devotion, receiving blessing of the Guru, then strong purification, collecting merits. Even one or two words, subject, one or two words, then suddenly it gives you meaning. You feel that. Recognize what it means. You have all the time the gaksha, reputation. You have all the time objective, all the time, But you see, believe as real, not gaksha, but believe not as a gaksha, but believe real and believe that, real. So there. You have all the time, but then recognize. And then now, you see, once you recognize, then it doesn't match. This is dependent arising. Then this do not exist. But while you are looking at it, this is one gacha. Objects do not exist because it's been rising. So there's nothing much in there. See, that's there. Then it's a minute, second, if you are fortunate enough, then minute, second to realize the emptiness. So to see, the eye, so the eye like this, there's no real eye, but it's our hallucination, we believe it. And so there's a real eye. So suddenly you see the hallucination. Suddenly it's not there. It's not going out or through the window door, so not like that. So, for example, from far, you see like tiger or something, bush, When you come nearby, it's just bush, not tiger. From far, tiger or somebody, man. Man looks like, but when you come nearby, it is a, what is it? Scare, what? Huh? Scarecrow, yeah. So it's a scarecrow, not person. From far, look at that person, you see. So suddenly, you even believe this from beginning, but so much receiving blessing from Guru devotion, then purification, strong purification and the golden medicine. Oh, then suddenly, see, oh, suddenly this cup is not there. There's nothing there. There's no real eye. There's no, not there at all. Oh, so say, so this, nothing to hold. There's nothing to grasp. Nothing to hold on. There's nothing to hold on. There's no eye to hold on. So what experience you get is there's no eye to hold on, nothing. There's nothing there. You know, you've been believing from beginning of this birth, there's eye. Suddenly, nothing there. This is what happens. So that is. That is the eye. Suddenly, that is proving that. Kesang Jayamalam's Mahamudra commentary, it says, it's proving. You see. There's an I, me leveled by the existing me, then me leveled by mind, yes. But extra, existing from the side, real one, truly existing, or that doesn't exist. That, not that, that's extra, the hallucination. Oh, that proves it doesn't exist. Not that's an I, at all, not that. Even though you get a vision, but you see, it's proving that hallucination, the truth. Oh, that is on the mid level I, the extra thing, the hallucination, the truth is in the I. That is not that. So, proving that. So then you continue. You don't stop. Continue like crossing over river, like you go by boat, you know, or crossing river. You know, you cross God, all like that. You see, no matter how much fear, no matter how much. So, Bodhisattva intelligent ones, then. Unbelievable, happy, shares, compose, hairs, through up like that, realize I mean this. But the lower intelligence brings this unbelievable so fear comes at that time. So, really incredible fear from inside. So you have to go through that. The very important technique or point to understand must go through that, through the fear. You don't need to be afraid. I say, I'm following nihilism. No, not at all. When you cannot hold the eye, you know this. Suddenly it's not there, nothing to hold on to. So, they realize nothing to hold on. Oh, that's a very, 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 very positive thing. So, good. How much fear arises? Because fear arises because we've been believing from beginningless birth, we've been believing this and the person exists. We've been believing. So good. Can you imagine how our life will be habituated with that? Can you imagine from beginning to birth? So now start to see. Oh, so, unbelievable. And so God has to go through that. Not can if it stop, then it's big, very big obstacle. And then I cannot realize emptiness. And then it takes time. So go through the fear. Go through the fear. And then see. So go through the fear. So as a result, then let it completely to see the real eye completely, nothing to hold on. So what looks like it has been appeared as a real or the believing real from beginners. So suddenly nothing to hold on, nothing to hold on. Other than that, so need to complete that experience. Need to complete that experience. So you have to go through the fear. Oh, they like crossing river. All of them. Then I think due to that, one mean consequence, any phenomena of samsara, not only nirvana, I think going beyond samsara could be, you know, nirvana and enlightenment, full enlightenment. Then those phenomena, junde, cause and result, never cheating, never deceiving, seeing, never deceiving at all. So another meaning is that so you see the eye totally empty. Then as a cause of that, then the result, I exist, exist in my name. Then you see, I exist, my name. Me lived but once. You realize that. Kunzo Damba. For beginning, you realize the absolute truth of the I. As that cause, the result, you realize Kunzo Damba. The truth for the all mind. I, not non-existent, all exist in my name, merely in between bad mind. Oh, kunza tama, truth. The Buddhism, you know, whole entire Buddhism, based true truth, absolute truth, conventional truth. I don't understand, but our truth for the obstacle minds, Gundadamba, based true truth, path, method, wisdom, and what we achieve is Dhammakaya and Rupakaya. The Buddha's holy body mind. So that's the whole entire Buddhism. So like this. So here the last word. Discovering your meditation, your experience, realization, emptiness, if it helps, conclusion at the end, if it helps, how the I exists, mere name, mere image of mind. If conclusion comes to that, then you understand, discovering, your emptiness, what you are understanding, is correct. But it doesn't come to the conclusion that I exist in exist mainland, meaning with my mind, or that conventional truth for the old mind, or that this, or this. If it doesn't help for that, if it destroys that, the existence of the I, it destroys the dependent arising of the I, existence of the I, or destroy that. I which exists, then you destroy that, or then the under, you are, what you believe in, you are maintaining the emptiness, you realize experience, not correct, wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. If it's right, should help. Should help the dependent arising. You know, the eyes mere existing my name, mere level of my mind. Should help. If it doesn't help to that, doesn't support, then it's wrong. The order of believing is not correct. Oh, that's very, 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 very important. If you have wrong meditation practice and studying emptiness. That's very... So, however, Juninai, Lua Medici, Mingute, so can you go and see what is any difference? I forgot the English. Mingute, so can you go and see what? So the Quinshiba disappeared. Disappeared. Adit translate the teachings of the same as part. Adit translate, but for this. So disappeared all the. What is focused? The I don't remember the translation. What is focused? What is focused? The truly existent object. There, my translation. You remember what I said? What? Okay. Girl's mind. what is focused about girl's mind? Truly existent, you know. So that all disappeared. Oh, maybe that's okay. Question gone. Nothing to hold on. Nothing to hold on. Gone. So not true. That sure is not true. Nothing to hold on. There's no eye to hold on. That appears. Then you suddenly develop. Then when it happens that, then you enter in the path to path. You enter in the path, placing all the Buddhas. Please understand this my speech, my this is the real refuge, you know, the ultimate, you know. You know, you check the food or whatever. the real so the not that I've realized emptiness, but the blessing of Guru, but it is the just some understanding of that meaning, you know. So you see, this is according to my view. So some understand that. The real, you know, that's true, real, that's really true. So you could see. So, no matter how many people, learned people, meditators, or no matter how many people in the world says Lama Tsongkhapa is wrong. Yeah. Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching is wrong. I cannot accept. Because you have tested. You know, you have tasted the food, whatever the teaching, you know, some test. So, other people say, some learn it, this and that, says wrong. Don't follow just the words, you know, what they say. No, it's your own truth, your own experience. That. You see, like that. See, I just want to tell that, you know, English you can remember in the future. This. Okay, so now, you see, what will this? So, so me labeled, by your mind, you know, that you could, the evil child or somebody called child. So, yes, second course, minute course, whatever. So, yeah, then, you know, existing for myself. You analyze your view, how you get your view existing from the side. Never came from your mind. Rangjuba, Uma Rangjuba, middle way view, the Madhamika or Swatantrika, you see, it's labeled by the mind, you know, the eye or whatever the white is, labeled by the mind, but not labeled by mind, you know, because it exists from inside. They believe it, the school believe it, this Madhamika school believe it exists from inside. So they can't accept mere labor mind is like for them mere labor mind means it doesn't exist. You know, it's like you cut a bunch of papers, then you call this $1 billion. You know, this is $1 zillion. You know, this and this animal. I think it came from plant. So this. It is a statue of San Diego. You don't hear the cards, no. So what is that? Yeah, so not really labeled by the characters. This is like you cut lots of bunch of peppers, then you got $1 billion. You label it, see? They think it's like that. You know, not true. You go shop, oh, this $1 billion, I want to get $1 billion in the supermarket, you know, you won't get, you see, they won't accept, they think you're crazy, then they send you in prison. So anyway, okay. So Rangjiva is not exists from inside, not at all. Not that's gaksha. Called Tanjuva is gaksha. Or the word Rangjiva believes correct. Or there's gaksha. Next the Tanjuva Prasangika school is gaksha. This object will be to all what Rangjiva says. What exactly? There's nothing from inside. So the I or the what was you see exists from inside. You know, not me level, but exists from inside. You know, even you agree me level, but the mind, but exists from inside. So this is hallucination. Oh, you have the hallucination. Then, besides that hallucination, then you have kasa. Existing, the waters and the water are existing from its own start, without depending on the seventh. You're going to minor school, seventh conscience, Kunshi Namchi, based on Samsara Nibbana, Kunshi Namchi, the seventh conscience. So without leaving imprint on that, so everything what exists is that by leaving an imprint on that, then manifest subject object, manifest the mind and object together. Like the blue, like the color blue, and the mind which perceive the sense which perceive the blue and also blue object. So both came at the same time through the imprint left in the same conscious. So, without depending on the imprint left on the conscience, seventh conscience, will just exist from that. Well, that we have that view. What you call white rose, or the eye, believe that way. It exists from that. Or then, that September, the mandrel schools, otherwise, there's wrong view of that, wrong view of that. We have that in the view of the eye. We have even that wrong view. Besides Rangjiva, some of the manual school wrong view. We have that. The waters or the eyes. So. Then on top of that, the Rangi to be Zay to Chua. The I, Kaza, self sufficiency. The I, self sufficiency without dependent aggregates. You know? The self sufficiency. Self sufficiency. In your view of this, what you call child, self sufficiency, Rangi to be Zay to then I, self sufficiency. Understand. And then, on top of that, the Kata, that's also Chiramaya Auto Devananda, both Bhavasikuru, Sundasikuru. Then, the Kata, so Rangitavi said, self-sufficiency. So the wrong view is that. You know? It's too gross. Unbelievable gross. Then on the top of that, the Taji Rangwaching, Taji Rangwaching, the in the Hindus, in the Hindu, believe the eye is permanent. Atma permanent. So in Hindu, Atma permanent, and then existing alone. Without cause conditions, existing alone, jibuwa, and without any asa, existing alone, you know, in the Hindu, they believe the I, oh, this, so permanent. And then the so we have that view. We have that, you know, the view in the view is permanent, Then also the jig without dependent cause condition exists alone. Is there? Also the wrong view. Then Rama with existing with itself, existing being independent. Existing the independent without dependent parts, existing independent. So be with that. With the I. So it's extremely gross. Be wrong view. Ah, there. So the in Buddhist Buddhist any school, there are four schools: Chidamewa, Babashika school, Sundara school, the Mandrola school, Madhamik school. There are four schools. No schools believe, no schools accept, the I is impermanent. The self, the person, is impermanent nature, not permanent, impermanent, and the cause and conditions, and the control of cause and conditions. And then this, dependent cause, not existing alone, dependent cause conditions. And then not existing independent, because of dependent parts. All of that, continuity, you know, that the I has a continuity, you know, parts. So like that. So it doesn't exist independent, you know, in the dependent, in not independent. So truly, no, the, all the four schools do not accept that. So, and this is reality. So, in our view, that does all those incredible, so gross, all those all the wrong ways we have in regards to I, how we perceive the I, you know, like that. If you watch the view of the I, or what you saw the view of the I, how you see the I, So you see, White Lotus, the pet child, so you see, As time goes, in the second minute in the hour goes, so you see, then you see, no idea of the your mind labeled, you know, if that right after you labeled, right after you labeled, you see, you have no idea of your mind is labeled, you know, just, then the appearance existing from its life. So then then that becomes stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, you see. So like this. So stronger, stronger, all like this. So like that. So like that. Which is the hallucination projected by the ignorance. Hallucination projected by the ignorance. So like this. So for example. So for example, when you look at these scabs, when you look at these scabs, you know, there's yellow scab, red scab, scabs from its own side, from its own side, you see. When you look at the light from its own side, when you look at the light, you know, you don't see millimeter. It says me name, me live, my mind. That's the reality, but the light from his side, real light from his side. Oh, the tanga, you know, the color, tanga, the colors, the bracket, you know, or blue, red, or from his side. So everything. So they are, when you look at me, you look at me, Lama Sopa, Sopa, from its own side. When I look at you, you are existing from its side. So, real, you know, real. So like this, you know, the hallucination, Chunang hallucination projected by the ignorance. So like this, completely from this morning, and tonight, you know, live or like that. doesn't exist at all. The water appeared, the real one existing from inside, or this extra thing, do not exist at all from inside, totally. But then also from the birth until death, like this. So nothing exists. What appear, or everything real, or I action object, everything do not existence object or the. They do nothing. Nothing exists from its own side. Totally empty. I'm not saying that they don't exist. They exist. Exist me name, me labeled by man. You see, but the what appear real, not exist. Then from beginningless birth. Is the empty enlightenment. What appear real from his own side? I action object from beginningless rebirth of the enlightenment. You know, nothing exists. What appear real? What we believe real? What appear real? What we believe real? Nothing exists. At all. In reality, so when we realize emptiness, well, this is what you see. That's what happens. So So while it is empty, I and the action object. So while it is empty, from beginning, never been real, never become real any time, you know. Like that. Appeared the hallucination, the projection ignorance appeared real, then believe real, or do that ignorance, and then we have been suffering in samsara from beginningless birth. We have been suffering in samsara from beginningless birth. Why we have to reborn in samsara? Why we have to reborn again from beginningless rebirth? Why we have to reborn again? Oh, it's because of the ignorance. We haven't realized the emptiness. We haven't seen the ignorance. Is the root of samsara, the ignorance. This holding I as real, that is real. All that we haven't seen the root of samsara, the ignorance, all of that. Why we experience old age? Why? Oh, it's because of ignorance. We haven't seen the ignorance. We are under the control of ignorance. Under the control of that. So why we have to die? Why? Why have to die? Why we have to die? Oh, that's because of the ignorance. Root of samsara, the ignorance of the believing real. What is not, you know? Never has been that way. Now in future. But you see, that why we die is because of that ignorance. Why we get sick? Reason because of that ignorance. Root of suffering is ignorance. That is the mother of the disease. That's how the greatest disease, chronic disease, you know, the ignorance, root of samsara. So the wrong concept. So depending on the aggregates, feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, consciousness. So we have the five aggregates. So by depending on these aggregates. The mind, focus the based aggregates. The vitamin depends on that. Then the mind merely input I. That mind merely input I. Mind which focus the base, the aggregates, the merely input I. merely input I. So, when it's merely input I, right after merely input I, the big problem is that. Big problem is so it doesn't happen. It is merely imputed by the mind right now. But when it appears back, it doesn't appear that way. To us, it doesn't appear. When it appears, it doesn't appear as it is being labeled by mind. The reality, which is the reality, doesn't appear. It appears back total opposite. Existing from inside. Real. What we say in the world, ordinary people, we real over there. Truly existing. So appears like the projection, I appear like that. Then, after that, you don't have to believe, even though you have appeared like those who have realized the emptiness or the Arya beings, when they're not in the capacity of meditation. So they have appeared, dualism. The truth is appearing, but they have no belief. They have direct perception images, they don't believe. Say it's real. So it's like mirage, like dream, like illusion. What did they see? As I mentioned beginning. So here we believe. Big problem is the big belief. We believe. That is the biggest problem in the life. That is what we have discovered. That's the basic problem. Why we have to die, we have to reborn, why do we old age, suffering pain. And all the suffering of change, even some sort of pleasures, suffering of change. The food, pleasure of food, pleasure of music, pleasure of sex, pleasure of the riding of the waves, service of the. Pleasure in the sky. You see, you go by airplane, then you carry the raksu, and then you hold in the sky. You hold, but in America, but I'm not doing this thing. But then you hold each person's hand. What do you call? Yeah, you carry it. And each person's hand holding the ground, going around. Sometimes people drops. You try anything for pleasure, for the real I, which is not there. While it's not there, to achieve happiness, you do anything. You become bullet in the machine, bullet, and you become bullet. You see. The machine shoot you other side. in America, I saw that. It's not a movie. How do people do anything but pleasure for the relay was not there. Very interesting. We cannot find that. It's not there. Not there. So anyway, appearing real from his side. So next thing, 100% no question, 100% trust, 100% believe. So then do everything for them. Then do everything for not middle level I, not middle level I, but this not opposite real I, true level I, which is not there. Everything, as I said before, you know, person who has a correct wealth, $1 billion, $1 zillion, $1 trillion for the I, for the happiness of this I, which is not there. Can you imagine? For the happiness of this I, real I, which is not there. $1 trillion, can you imagine that? Then trusting, as I mean, trusting, then it becomes root of samsara. The concept becomes root of samsara. Oh, that's the root from where you get death. You have to die, you have to be born, you have to old age, seek you, all that. And the yeah, the same, all those pleasures, suffering change. Only why you expect for that. Then the pervasive compound of suffering. From where the true suffering came is the pervasive compound of suffering. So because this aggregate is the end of the control of karma and delusion. So that's why this is pervaded by suffering. This is the nature of suffering. You do like this, pain. Or this pain talks about reincarnation. Reincarnation proves reincarnation, karma, pain. This is the end of that you aggregate is the end of the control of karma and delusion. So that's pain. If you are free from karma and delusion, you are free, then there's no pain. You don't experience pain. You don't experience pain. Oh, if you are free, if you are, I guess, free from karma and delusion, free, there's no pain. Oh, then you don't experience rebirth, old age, sickness, death, all these things, or the samsara pleasures in the nature of suffering change. And then also you don't experience suffering. Also you don't have that. So if you're free from delusion, karma, cause of suffering. So the pervasive on the second meaning of pervasive is your aggregate contaminated seed of delusions. So that's why nature also nature of suffering. Then compound suffering because it's the consciousness. There's continued consciousness from past life, from this next life. So it carries the imprint from past life. Then experience suffering because of that. Past next karma, then experience suffering. Past karma, then experience suffering. They compound, this aggregates compound suffering. All that. We meet in daily life, we meet the desirable object and the beautiful object, ugly object, indifferent object. So when we, because the seed is there, so then you see, when you meet beautiful object, attachment rises. When you meet ugly object, anger rises. When you meet the indifferent object, ignorance rises. then so there is suffering. There is suffering. When you check the nature of the mind, that time, attachment, nature, attachment, nature, anger, it is its own pain. Attachment, pain, anger, pain. So they are like that. So there is, then motivated karma, then leave the imprint of the mind. Then they form the imprint, because as the suffering there arises, compound suffering of this life, and compound suffering of future life. From that imprint, you know, from that imprint, then the throws future life, rebirth, future life, rebirth, future life suffering. So they it compounds. The compound this life suffering and the future life sufferings, all like that. So this is particular Buddhist. Oh, what we have to understand, or what we have to realize, the nature of suffering, and we have the general wish to appear from this. As long as we are living in the pervasive compound of suffering, we're not free from that. It's like being in the center of the fire, living in the center of the fire, hot, red, you know, living in the center of the fire. Or is it like, there's no 1 second pure happiness. Not suffering. There's no even 1 second for us. So from beginningless rebirth up to now, there's no break from suffering. We didn't have, not just one day, not just 1 hour. We didn't have even 1 second break from the suffering, samsara, from beginningless rebirth up to now. We didn't have constant suffering, especially this. So this, where we should be free from, is this one. Where we should be free from is this one. We have to see. Please understand the suffering of pain, suffering of change, all the temporary samsara pleasures. Samsara pleasures are suffering change. Then from where those two came? Pervasive compounding suffering. By realizing this, as I said, it's like living in the center of the fire, you know, constant burning, suffering, unbelievable. So like that from beginning to birth after now. Then we should generally wish to be from this. Or the cessation of this, by general path, true path, wisdom, directly perceiving this, or the especially that, directly sees the seed of delusion. But from this, then you become free from this pervasive compound suffering. Then the cessation of this, is nirvana, blissful state of peace for oneself. So like this. So of course then, with the wisdom realize emptiness, the process supported by bodhicitta, then also you achieve full peerless happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of the mistakes of mind grow subtle, and then the realization, total realization, nothing more to realize or nothing more to understand, the complete. Like that for sentient beings. Then we can do perfect work for sentient beings. Then we can do, only then we can do perfect work for sentient beings. Naturally, simultaneously, all like that. So, without any of the mistakes, no mistakes. So that 이 가사 코악한 게 증거야. 이 남들 양고 그 책들로 군중 그에 죽지 마셨나? 군중 그에 죽지 마셨나? 군중 그에 죽지 마셨나? 코악한 게 증거야. 남들 양고 그 Okay. So now, why we take refuge? Oh, now you are. Now you get the idea. Now you get the idea. Oh, to be free from the pervasive compound of suffering. Oh, from while the suffering, pain, suffering changes. I say, to be free from the third pervasive compound, or to be totally free from that forever. Oh, for that. Then, you see, to be able to help the sentient beings, you have to be free from suffering. For example, yourself drawn mud, how can you can help others? And yourself drowned in the water, how you can help others? You know, yourself no arms, then how can you help others? You know, save others, no arms. So oneself need to free from this, or then you see, the main thing is, not each believes is peace for oneself, but to help other sentiments. The most important is to be able to help other sentiments. You need free from this. Then to reach full and to be free, just to be from Lord Ilam, you don't need to take refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, you don't need to see. When you die, a monk or nun, somebody whom you have devotion, if you remember that, when you die, if you remember that, you will never get born Lord at the time of death. Even you remember one Sangha, whom you feel devotion, you remember? Yeah. Or you think it's a heart sutra, for example, some mantra or the prayer like that, you remember? Reborn organs, so that doesn't or as a even one, but to be free from the samsara, the pervasive compound of suffering, or then you need you need Buddha who reveal path. You know, who reveals the teaching, who reveals path. And the actual refuge, Buddha is like doctor, And then the Dharma is like the medicine. The actual refuge is Dharma. Like for sickness, the medicine. Then like nurse, then the Sangha. The Sangha who become example or who helps you to actualize the actual refuge Dharma within your heart. All the Sangha. So you need all three to be free from the previously compound suffering, from where the true suffering rises. All like that. So until free from these, and then constantly, endless to continuous, like the from beginning to rebirth, same, endlessly with sabha and samsara. Oh, like that. Can't help sentiments. You know, perfect, cannot help perfectly without missing. 说可是不是，说 like that， 说呢，then you see people says to Buddha， so we then Buddha said to the actual living Buddha， then people says, and those who can't first say then just do like this, you know.So then here, like that. They will can't process. Those who can process. Oh, then after that to me, the Lama who gives refuge to triple station. I said after that Lama who gives refuge, then triple station to that. Okay, then kneel down.Please kneel down. Those who can kneel down, who can't kneel down, then you can sit. You can sit. You can relax. You can sit. you can sit the normal way. And those who can kneel down, please kneel down. So hand like this, not like this. This is namaste.This one is the Gyabje Kuna Lama Rinpoche says, this is namaste. Namaste. No, do it like this. So, this offering jewel, which kind of jewel? So, this is much signification. One Geshe said the 10 fingers.Ten virtuous actions. Let's see about that. Kim sinna by the path, metal wisdom, path to enlarge metal wisdom, and there's also this empty hole inside empty is the Dhammakaya, and then also and the Rupakaya.Or what do we have to achieve, you know, that. Okay. then please repeat what I say. Tumba. Other people.So, that motivation is only to achieve. That in the ordination text is mentioned to achieve enlightenment. Even though this is, the Bhakti Moksha, but that is mentioned by Pucho Rinpoche in Sarache, who wrote text mentioned to achieve enlightenment. Not only free from samsara, but to achieve enlightenment, four sentences mentioned there.All motivation like that, taking refuge, purpose, taking refuge. Then, you see, taking refuge, Buddha has found Dhamma as extra refuge, Sangha as a helper to extract refuge. All like that. Yeah. Tumma, Gongsu Soul. Then you have to mention your name. Dhamming Di Shejue. Then people understand those who have taken higher ordination, higher vows, ordination, then don't take the five. If you are taking higher ordination, then don't take the five Upasaka vows. Then makes to lose the higher ordination. what you have taken in the past, then you lose the higher ordination. But Atmana precept is special. Done with the Bodhicitta and done with the numberless Buddha, Buddha sabhas in the presence of them. There are few special things. That is different. But the Paktimosha at the bow, if you have taken higher ordination, 36 bows, 253 bows like that, or the Gurungwan bows, then cannot take the Paktimosha, 8 precepts. But Ajman precept is special. So many geshes have a question. One geshe went to Tibet, asked Geshe Lama Rinpa, all the Ajman precepts you can take or not, because to lose the higher vows, there's danger. So, anyway, that. different things. Last part, you know, where I'm going to the 5 precepts or something, you know, the Uvasaka vows, 5 precepts, or the 4 precepts, or 3 precepts, or 1 precept, 2 precepts, or the, or that's the refuge of the, well, you can't take, and because the Uvasaka vows cannot take, because you have taken higher vows, so that. Dāmīndi Shējīvē, please mention your name. Dāmīndi, mention your name. Shējīvē, didn't you say that? She's a story about the angel, the death then. Kānyā nāmbī chō, Sāngyēlā, Devdhīchī, Kūngvā refuge to Buddha, hundred thousand times, you know, then rely on doctor. Even cures the disease, but only temporarily. The Buddha, then, you see, remove the, sees the whole entire oceans of something suffering. They even bring the enlightenment to so. Even the subtle ones, sees the subtle ones. Kanye namje cho, sangjela, jabsu cho, the jadan tawa, now take refuge of dharma. Chö namje cho, chela, jabsu cho, oh, the 100,000 times more than the rhyme with dharma, which sees the all the suffering, the cause of suffering, doesn't see the cause of suffering, even the cure the disease, but temporarily. Chonamji, now taking the Sangha, Chonamji Cho, Gidula, Jebs Cho, Da. She's a tree part of in the day. So take refuge in Sangha. The Buddha, Dharma, the true cessation of suffering and true path. That's the main one, that the Dharma. Buddha has Absolute Buddha is Dhammakaya. And the Kunzabhi Sangye, the all of us in mind, Rupakaya, the holy body, and like that. Then Dhamma, Absolute Dhamma, is what I mentioned before. The Kunzabhi Chöv, So then there's Tipitaka, the Denusum, Tipitaka, so that text. So the main thing is the true cessation of suffering, true path, absolute Dhamma. That's, now the Sangha has also absolute Sangha, 10 times the Arya beings. It can be lay or ordinary person. It doesn't have to be four. It can be one who has a direct perception of emptiness. This is absolute Sangha. And then the then the ordinary Sangha, Geloma, a full bhikshuni, a full ordinary monk, living in the pure vow, number four, but doesn't have the wisdom directly presented. So there's a Gunzo. So here, taking a picture, both. Oh, both is like that. So nan je cho, gede la, jab se cho, da, chi se se padu. Then, the verse about the five precepts, or then the also five precepts of those who count the five, then four precepts, three precepts, one precept, like that. How about you can take only refuge vow without precept? That also you can do that. But if you take at least one vow, then you collect merit all day and night, all the time. Even you collect one merit while you're eating, while you're sleeping, all the time you collect unbelievable merit. Like that. from that, then you collect so much merit. But also, by taking the vow, any merit when you collect, it increases. so much. The 100 times, or the, 100,000, or for example, Bodhisattva vow, then any merit you collect, and then you can raise a million times. Like that. So, then you see, think also this, this is my, help for six real sentient beings. For suffering, so been suffering from beginning this time, my gift, contribution, whatever number of precepts you're taking for the happy, for the peace, happiness for them, my contribution. Then my support, Then think of this my contribution for the world peace. This is a real practical contribution for the world. For this world peace. Or do you think like that? So you're doing something, even for the world peace. Like that. And then the six sentiments. So it's great. So it's great. So what you're benefiting, that's so much. Then the sir here, the manager, so, and those who want to take celibacy vow, the Sangha Kenyan Uvasaka, but celibacy. Okay, so can do that. Most welcome. Okay. Okay, now second repetition. Please mention your name. Shejiwe, tu dine tsunde, chuse seye bozo. Kanye namje cho, sangye la, kyabze cho. Da jata tawa, da jata tawa, namje cho, cho la kyabze cho. Tonanji cho, gidunla jabsi cho, da, chisue bado, then I say, yonzo genin, I say, because no time to, if the people take different places, no time to, so I say, yonzo genin, complete five precepts, you know, yonzo genin, so then you think of whichever vow you are taking. Taking syllabus vows and things like that. Yonzo Ginyen to Tumbe, Sundu So, Tumba Gonsu So, Dang Mindy, please mention your name. Shejiwe, Tudine Sunde, Chizi Changju Nimbo, what's the matter? Tudine Sunde. Jesus said, Jesus said, into that. Kanye Namji Cho, Sanjala Kevs Jo, Dajadan Tawa, Namji Cho, Chola Kevs Jo, To Namji Cho, Kidula Kevs Jo, Da Jesus said, Yonzo Ginyen to Nidhi here became your Lupin and the master leading the disciple in the path to liberation. I think you have to call Lupin. Lupin Chi Sundu Sol. Then you think Tabi in the lecture, Tandarwe. Shula, shula, tabi no lexu. Ah, tandarwa. Tabi, so what, then I say tabi no, so you say lexu. Tabi no. Well, you spoke one Tibetan language. Saying yes. So then, Chidamanji, now they receive the Uska, those who are taking the normal refuge Uska vows, they received. so now they go all the precepts. As previously, the Arhatas, they abandoned the killing, so I'm going to also abandon that. 시동은지 다좀 받담지 소주바 바는데 소주바데 라로바 대신도 어떤 유명주원에 제 지휘장 두진에 송대 지지처에 봐도 소주바 방대 소주바 라도바 지워 일라 담보디 다파바 저좀 대다게 라발라 제스로 제스주오 지토 시안 치타바바 다좀 대다게 마침발람바다 대베 로바이바다 순즈메바다 뒤창다 저베창 뉴베지와 밤에 네반데 밤에 네베 라도바 지오 예라시 시부디 다 봐봐. 어디 그래? 그래서 아 아, 저 대신도 어디 다음엔 대시집에 어디 멘치원에 시집에 두드는 순데 시집에 봐도 마침발랑 봐도 노발라고 봐도 순데 매봐도 뒤에 창다, 저에 창, 여와줘, 밤에 왜, 내 방대, 밤에 왜, 내래, 나도 와지워, 열하시부디, 다 봐봐, 다 좀 봐. 하다게, 라발라, 지슬로워, 지슬로워, 이도. 다 응? 더 어디서? 됐어. 하하하. 디, 그사, Yeah. So you can sit down, but maybe easier. So there is three precepts, you know, to abandon, and three precepts to practice. Okay, but this is quite important. It is in the book. It is in the book, but it's very good. This very good put together. Not because I did. Not that reason. Good for the subjects. What is that? At the very end, I some teaching from Papangadeji. So it's very good. At the end, San Francisco. What? What? Yeah, San Francisco. The picture of the Jesus. Then he. The preacher just spoke to him. I think it was his mind is very pure. But what I think is spoke. You see, practice. So in Peter, the near Lama Tsongkhapa, when you go to this place, what's it called? Sicily. It is on the table for each person. I think the picture was there. So I think my thought is that because his mind is very pure, like Gautama Geshe is definitely Bodhisattva. So because his mind is very pure, so that I think Buddha spoke to him through the picture, Jesus, a thing like that, because his mind is very pure, he's definitely Bodhisattva. He wears very old clothes and many patches, and he's disabled. So he goes, but even though he says Jesus, God, whatever, I don't know what it is, but totally different from other priests. So the priest says, why cause But many patches, you know, black cloth, many patches, like the renounce Tibet, you know, Buddhist, like that. And so he did. They go on the road by praying Jesus or something like that. Then all the other priests from the house, then they spit on him and put him down, other priests. You know, like that. So he kept very humble. Very different his practice from other priests. And he, Bodhisattva, one reason is that there was a water, Sicily, there's a water came from the mountain, so the disciples are meditating in the cave, and then they could not meditate because of the noise of the water. So they all asked him, please, to stop the water because they can't meditate. So he went to the water and called sister, please sister, stop coming. He asked, stop coming because my disciples can't meditate. Then the water stopped. By saying that water stopped. So far didn't come the water. If the water came, then it got very, very inauspicious. So, so they say there's a mark where the water go usually. So there was, but since from that time the water stopped. And there was his statues. There was his statues. We could not see his, you know, the dead body. It was surrounded by a thorn bush or something like that. So Lama sat down, meditated in front of that. Then there was a his disciple nun. The nun, very tall, she had 300 disciples. So her body was there, kept in glass, kept very well. I think maybe 100 years ago, I'm not sure. So Lama did meditation there. So place like that. So definitely he's Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva, there are a lot of stories. When they go through the river stops, and then when Bodhisattva go through, and then river goes. So this Jabotimukund and many stories about this. What is Bodhisattva like that? Also the in Dashirumbha monastery. Because Ketan Jayamalam, the Bodhisattva. So there's a water flood coming towards the monastery. Tangpa Jayamalam, he wrote on the stone, it's true if I have bodhicitta, then don't come the water to the Bodhisattva. Then he wrote on the stone he turned towards the water side, then the water went back. So there's a So definitely it's Bodhisattva. What he heard from Jesus Christ is the picture, except the last one I changed, but rest them. Except the last one changed, and because it was creates confusion, the Buddhism. So the last one, there's something different. For Western, especially for Western people, to especially Italians, to enjoy everything there. So not contradictory, to the rest of the practice. So the one which contradictory has changed. So the why I need to explain this, but because you go to your books, you go to start that details. But I by going to refuge to the Buddha, then you don't follow other founders. You don't follow other founder like you know the opposite Buddha, who's your wrong path, you know? Opposite Buddha, you don't follow other founders. So like that. Otherwise, Buddha cannot. For example, you know, you have doctor, wise doctor, when they help you, but there's wrong doctor who gives wrong medicine, you know, who wrong analysis, wrong what analysis, you know, wrong, diagnosis, yeah, wrong diagnosis. So if you follow to him, then the wise doctor who gives the right medicine cannot help you. Oh, you see? Very clear. All like that. So if you follow the wrong founder, right founder cannot help you. All like that. It's not, it's logical. It's not participation in a bad group. It's in a participation. It's logical reason. Like that. Yeah, Gavalapta, the to what or what to be omitted, what to abandon that. Then by taking the dharma, one should abandon harming the sentient things. Then by taking the sangha, what you should abandon is a wrong guide, you know, who misleads you. Wrong path, you know, opposite to dharma. Opposite to dharma, you see, who is your wrong path? Or the wrong guide, you know, samsara who brings lower realms, you know, by doing their practice. Or the result brings lower realm, you know, none of which affects wrong path. Or they don't follow the. You want to be guided by Sangha? They don't follow the wrong guide, wrong friend, wrong guide. You don't listen. All of that. Then by second with Buddha, no matter the statues, whatever material, made of gold, made of mud, whatever, respect the same. You know, you respect the same. Not put the mud. Throw away or put down, then put the gold. I'm not like that. So you have to respect them. Even broken statues of Buddha, pictures or the statues broken, or then you think it actually living Buddha who show you part. And then you remember that the Buddha had clean plates, even if it's broken. And if it's possible to fix, you can fix it. You know, how you put a high clean plate, not throw out or the garbage. You know. That creates then so much obscuration, then there is so much karma in the lower realms, so much obscuration, then cannot understand dharma and cannot have realizations. And then and the other thing is the sangha. But secondly, with dharma, then what you should practice is that. So the of course the statues, you know, then of course you can't put on the dirty places on the ground or anything like that, put a high place. So like that. But single with dharma that the particular with sangha them. By taking with Buddha. Then you see the selling statues, you know, selling the Buddha statues for once of living, you know. Then you see it become great obscuration of the mind, and then one go to lower realms and like that. So in the past, so people who don't know karma, then of course this is their main business. You know, of course like that. I mean, some you know, everybody can, maybe not cannot be maybe not sometimes cannot be. Sometimes they don't. They sometimes maybe not a sentient being. You know, you can judge. Oh, so like butchers, every butcher, not necessarily sentient being. Some can be Buddha. You know, they act like that, you know, to liberate sentient being. So the so I think it was like Nepal, in Nepal and Kathmandu. Sometimes maybe those things happen. So like it happened also in Tibet. So anyway, the text. So even torn pages of Dharma text in the road, in the garbage or throw, then you think this is showing me the path, you know, free from samsara. So they put a high clean place, put a high clean place like that. So if there are many, you put in envelope, you know, high clean, higher up, not down, high clean up, higher place, you know, clean place. You put envelope those torn pages, many things. And then at the end, at the end, then there's no other way. In Solo Kumbu, there's the cave, in a huge rock cave. And then there's kind of square stupa, and everybody, the missing pages, everything goes inside, you know. So we just what we do like that, in the cave, you know, a small stupa like this, not a complete stupa, square, and then inside put all the missing pages, all that. So this way you don't disrespect. You see, respect this way. So. I think probably here maybe a little better, but the West is one of the things that quite often happens in the Dharma book. Then you step, you walk over Dharma books, you know, during pujas, the Dharma books and see on the seat. Then people go over on Dharma books. You know? That's quite common in the West. So those are very, very bad karma. They create much obscuration for the mind to understand Dharma and to have realization. So those like that has to be very careful, must respect. And also carrying your cushion and Dharma book together. I think, don't think not so much Chinese, but I think more Western. The cushion and Dharma book all together. You can't do it like that. Can't do it. Disrespect. You stretch your legs and then Dharma books. You legs like this, then put Dharma books down on the floor, you know, all these many things like that. And then also, I don't think it in the West, maybe this is more Tibetan, but not West. You know, with speed, you want to turn pages, putting speed. When you turn pages, putting speed, that's Gyabje Ling, which his Isandar Lama's elder guru told maybe this get reborn in hell realms, get reborn in hell realms. Dajinyawa, I don't remember Dajinyawa, the badger of hell, Mr. Lost Hotel, Nyawa Name. But Gyabje get the sensory, which he keeps the water here, then you draw this, then turn page. Oh, this is how you do. Turn many pages you have to turn, then water. Yes, no, that's not speed. So you see, many times people speak using speech in Tibetan. That's more about than Tibetan. It's not, I didn't see the West words. So now, one thing to understand, you can't put mala on the text. One thing to understand, you can't put mala on the text, eyeglass on the text. You know, people do on the prayer book, or malas, eyeglasses on the, you know, you can't put mala. When we went to see His Holiness, after the Lama passed away, we went to see His Holiness Dalai Lama. So, there was Piero, Italian, you know, student there, Piero, Claudio, and I think they might be happy, but I think, people. So Piero brought a stupa. So put on the table, there was a brochure on the table. And then fruit stupa on the brochure, above the brochure. Then His Holiness took the stupa away. So you can't put even statue. You can't put even statue stupa on top of the Dharma text. You can't put even. So in the shelves, of course, if you put the Dharma text like this, shelves like this, of course, that. But above, normally above Dharma text, then statues. No, you don't put statues above Dharma texts. No. Dharma texts are higher than the Buddhas. Like that. Normally, even the Gombas, Gombas or libraries or whatever, library or, anyway, Gombas like that. So you can't put even text, stupas on the Dharma texts. You can't put material on the. So the putting glass, putting malas on the. But if there's danger to blow by the wind, then you can put. That's a different reason. There was one story. There was a statue of Buddha. So somebody ran. So somebody put the shoes on the Buddha's statue. Worried Buddha in a much rain. So Buddha. Something to protect, so put the shoes on the head, you know. Then somebody came along, I think the rain stopped, maybe. Somebody came along, somebody put her shoes on the top of the Buddha, took out. So, I'm not sure, maybe both. Yeah, I'm not sure both supposed to be correct or not. The other one is that because so much rain, you know, so he thought the group of statues, they put shoes on. Anyway, so the wind blowing, the danger, then you can put, you know, you can put malas and material. On the text to not blow. That different reason. But if there's no danger, you can't put it. You're not allowed to. That one must know. Those things are very important to know. Because this is very common, you know, many times you see putting things on the top of the scriptures and malas and glasses or whatever. You know, it's something, you know. Anyway, so. Also, of course, obscuration of the mind and the heavy negative karma. Also, so I shouldn't do that. Oh, so I think for example, the statues. You know, you wanted to help others, to make available others. So you buy, and then you buy. Nepal, whatever. Then you need the money, or you spend, and then you can get that, but maybe not to make profit, you know. Just for your living, no profit. Just what you spend, you get, then you give to other people. You know, that might be the money what you receive from statue. Then keep it, spend just for the statue, not that, not for other things. på sem håller upp till Lysbön. När har jag fort och haus och sen där. Så. Darjeeling which in a long time ago at Darjeeling from Geshe's new monastery, Rinpoche was giving teaching and telling the monks, you know, the that even newspaper, even the English newspaper, Rinpoche said, even the English newspaper, you can't use the newspaper to clean the table, to clean the table. I think maybe Rinpoche saw some people doing that. Rinpoche said you can't use in the toilet, you know, because that's a common newspaper to use in the toilet, because buying toilet paper, you can get toilet paper in Darjeeling, but monastery toilet paper is difficult to get toilet paper in monastery. So anyway, there's no toilet paper monastery. So probably people use newspapers. So Rinpoche said to not use newspaper for toilet, you know. Rinpoche said that even English newspaper. Rinpoche said that. However, English is everywhere, you know. You have no choice. Everywhere, you know, road, our shoes, and everywhere, you see. So I hope in the near future, doesn't become a Tibetan like this in Tibet or everywhere Tibetan, following the English Tibetan everywhere. That becomes really great difficulties. I hope people will understand karma, about the refuge. You know, what to practice, what to abandon. There's a danger of that. If people didn't understand the karma and the refuge, those things in practice. So anyway, then by taking refuge in Sangha, you keep the piece, missing pages, whatever, all that in the envelope. At the end, in America, what I did is put it around the tree, you know, then you put a tape. You put a tape around like the tree has got some disease. Bandage. Then some burned when fire. But when you burn the fire, so then no place to give it, then you burn. Fire is, it is said by Kyabji Dujun Rinpoche, the head of Nyingmaba, Kyabji Dujun Rinpoche said, maybe the burning the fire text, you know. Abandoned Dharma, Rinpoche said like that. But I think here, Lord depends, if you don't have faith in the teaching, Dharma, if you don't have faith, then you are just throwing all that avoiding Dharma. Then you create, like some text, like Abhidhamma Kosha or something. Or something, you know, you no faith in the throw or something like that, then abandon Holy Dharma, or like that. You have no faith from the heart. But so when you burn, you have faith. No, you know, you have faith. So the teachings. So the letters all visualize ah. All the letters become ah, absorbed to your heart. So there's just empty paper, I think, and the burning. You know? So there's with the faith in the teachings. You know? Then that's not aversion dharma. Very, very much depends on the way of thinking like that. So, from the heart, you give out devotion, no faith, devotion. Then, the certain text, you know, the Buddha's teaching. Oh, then avoid. Avoiding Dharma, oh, that's very easy to happen. Ah, that you create karma, destroyed all the temples, all the statues, all the stupas in the world, all the holy objects, Chaitanya, it is said Chaitanya, but it is not stupa. Only stupa, no. Chaitanya means all the holy objects of offerings. Statues, stupa, all the holy objects in the world, you destroy it. You create negative karma, heavy negative karma, like that or more than that. So very, very heavy negative karma, aborting the Dharma. So therefore the Buddha's names, Buddha's names, or they're to purify that negative karma. There are Buddha's names, something like that. When we do compassion, then you have to remember all the recite those Buddha's names, purify. However, the residing Tathagata Buddha also, the practice was power. So all of that, this is how to do. Right there. So you have to be very careful with the text, Dharma text. I think the Sangha. So, but if the Sangha, then any Buddhist Sangha, who yellow robe, red robe, blue robe, whatever, then this Sangha, this Sangha who helps me, who guide me, who free me from samsara, then you respect. Even you hear the mistakes of Sangha, but from your side, you only see the Sangha, but the Sangha then in a color robes, and the Sangha who guides me free from samsara, respect. Then you create good karma, so much made good karma. It is said that, for example, Gyamche Kiti Senshi Rinpoche, when he was giving initiation at the Dharamsala Medigata. And so Rinpoche do not walk on the monk seat, Dingwa. He doesn't walk on the monk seat, he go between. So because even Kadamba Geshe's, even small piece, a small piece of Sangha's robes like that in the road, then they pick up and think of quality of the Sangha and then put a high clean place. This is what Kadamba Geshe they do. By thinking quality of the Sangha, then they put a clean place. So they don't, this is what Kadamba Geshe they do. So Kajwa Kiti Senshi Rinpoche does like this. It doesn't work over the doesn't step over the other sanghas, dingwa, robes. Robes or the dingwa, you know, doesn't go over. So the like that, respect. Yeah, I think that's all. Then my mother, even this, how own robes, 말씀이 난 범죄는 뭐지? 저 하온 샤다 시다진 부르는 프로 이제 하온 드레스 she put on the lab, you know. She thinks it's a disrespect to the, yes, the like that. This is remembered. Do respect to the. Anyway, so I think that's it. Finish that thing. Remember so much. So the general advice. So before you eat and drink, whatever it is, even candy or anything, before eating, personally offering to Buddha Sangha, you know, offering to Buddha. So make offering. Whether you know the prayer or not, but from the heart you offer to Buddha, then you take. Before eating, drinking, you make offering. I told already, good luck, offering. You know? So I'm not going to repeat it. So you, daily life. Even though you don't do much mantra or these satanas or these, just even just from that, before you eat, drink, you know, offering Buddha, wow, just merit. Can you imagine? Remember, I told you before on rice offering how much benefit you get. Remember, I told. Genuine compassion to the sentient beings. And then they say, the controlling, don't allow, create negative karma. They try to control your mind, you know, senses, you know, like that. To stop carrying this karma, to not allow. Also maybe prostration. I'm not sure that. Before going to bed, three prostration. At least, to Buddha. Then morning when you get up, three prostration to Buddha. That's. It is in the book, I don't remember. So maybe it's dropped there. Yeah. You can read the book, yeah. So that's about it, general advice. Advice. So like that. Just Buddha is so compassion, so kind, so but take a refuge then if you dare to make how to make our life meaningful, our life to meaningful, to create so much merit and purify. The Buddha is unbelievable kind, Buddha is so there, like that. So I think that's all. I could do the room of the Christian Buddha's name. Lama Tomba Chum Den De De Jin Jabba Da Chum Ba Yang Da Ba Su Ve San Je Pan Ja Wa Su Kya Tu Ba La Cha Sa An Lo Da Ya Do Mu Ni Mu Ni Ma Mu Ni Su Ha Kun Jo Sum La Cha Sa Lo Su Ve San Je Kun Jo Sum La Cha Sa Lo San Zawe sanja chatenpa jawa kunla chato lo so san kanto tan pa ta kanto chanchu la re ta shi ko lo kawa ta sami nyingen de pa ta chawa tan e shenpai senka ta we senpa yin ni ta la ngan ta cha za kuchu ku ne me pa chudan tam chen ta cha za odi di so if you recite Buddha's name mantra Buddha's name just reciting by one time just reciting. So the purifies Nikitakama. Normally, in the Lamrim teachings, they mention 10,000 eons. But in the Kanjuru Buddha teachings, there it is mentioned Kalvachava. 10 million eons Nikitakama get pure. 10 million eons. Not just that. On top of that, the toxic. Toxic means 10 million eons like that toxic. That is, I don't know how many billion. 10 hundred million is a tribum. 10 tribum is a tribum symbol. And 10 tribum is one toxic. So that much. You know, that is 10 million eons, with the base of 10 million eons. Then toxic. I don't know, believe or not. Toxic. That much negative karma get purified. Not only that, on top of that, like that 100 times. Like that 1,000 times. So this is mentioned. Chakri Jatong is mentioned in the Kanjuru. So it's unbelievable, most unbelievable purification, residing this Buddha's name one time. So the, and also it has benefit, I got the room of that, but benefit to meet Tantra teaching in the future. It has benefit. So the verse, it is translated into English. I have at outside there's Buddha from Indonesia, and I have that also inside there's Buddha from Indonesia. So it has the English, but I'm not sure here. But if you recite that. So many, I think millions of years you don't get the bone Lord. It's unbelievable benefits. This is praise to Buddha. I did the room yesterday. You know, they do not get sick, the cancer, so both the those benefits at mantra, you know, to recite. Then the Vajrayana mantra, those different things I did room. And that's, check the center here. It's all in English, I have it, but I don't know what is here, those. Check here, and then. So I'm giving this to recite. Look at this. Any problem, other disease, cancers, once you get, you see, it's not easy. Once you get, it's not easy. So I'm just giving this mantra. So if hopefully you can recite and to have a meaningful, healthy life. So that's the reason. So thank you very much. So yeah, due to past, present, future merits collected by oneself, by number listening about this Buddhas, may the bodhicitta be generated in the hearts of six realms sentient beings, and particular in this world, everyone's heart in this world, living beings, and then in the hearts of all the students, all the benefactors, all the voluntaries, and all the people in the who came to ABC in the past, present, will come in future, and all the stuff. So, us here, to be generated without delay. Second, and that we generated in others' heart may be increased. Chanjo samjo rambo je ma je wana de. Chanjo samjo rambo je ma je wana de. Jeva nyamba meba ye gonde gondo bevarajo. Dunya tawar mbuche, majewanan jejuji, jeva nyamba mebayi kone ko, pewara yisho, rinye tawar mbuche, majewanan jejuji, jeva nyamba mebayi kone kundu pewara yisho. due to all the past persecutions, crucified by my sin, by sin, every sin, every Buddha, and then that all the students and volunteers benefactors, all those, and then those who rely upon me with my promise prayer, or pray for who rely upon me with my promise prayer, for whose name is given to me. Then all those, then all of us here. All of us here, even including our family members and here, in all the lifetime, Lama Tsongkhapa being my direct guru, and never separate from the pure path admired by all the Buddha. So that means to each, achieve enlightenment, actualize the whole path, enlightenment, achieving. Like Buddha, like Lama Tsongkhapa, like Nagarjuna, whatever, so that. In Terakund, Jawa, Tsonga, Tejo, Shinning, also, the Beto, Java, Abelam, and the Yad, Kajetayan, Dawa, Maju, Major Nanda, Tamet, in Dandela, Jin, Jazze, Javin, Doge, Jato, Jagger, Nadu, Jelosa, Javet, and Jawa.